Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. You know, I'm much better rested now, but when we go and do these on-site events, I have a blast. But we've done several in a row now, and I was, I'll just be honest about it, I was worn out. But I'm well rested now and very excited about visiting with these folks who are no strangers on-site events, are they?
That's right. What do we've done a kids business expo.
Right.
We did a training conference. And then the Startup Riot recently.
And then we've got Oracle Application Users Group coming up. Then we're going on the road for our client with Training Pros. We're going to be working with Justin Barnes up there at the HIMSS Conference in Chicago. This is getting to be like work.
It's like a job.
Well, it is my distinct pleasure to come back to the Business Radio X microphone. Project Manager, Creative Staging Services, but also a very integral part of an outfit called the Atlanta International Special Events Society. Please join me in welcoming to the show, Mr. Doc Waldrop. How you doing, man?
Just fine. Hanging in there somehow.
So, anything new with you? What have you been up to?
Not really. Just out there beating the bushes. I've got some nice shows coming up. We just got finished with the Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas back in January, and that's always a huge show. So, we were very privileged that the producer for LG selected our firm to do their press intro. And, I mean, for a projection company to have LG give you the green light, that's a pretty big deal because they care about that in those images. So
now, why don't you talk about what you brought us here for?
Well, I have Andrea Kidd. She's a fellow board member with me on ISIS, and she is at Bold American Events. I have Sarah Stedman from the Dunwoody Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I have the lovely Kelly Treadway with Event Curious. One of my favorite people, a past president of ISIS.
So now, let's start with Sarah. Sarah, you're at the Convention Bureau. Talk about what you do and your role.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work with the Dunwoody Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is pretty much a long name for I am a middleman between meeting planners, the hotel staff, and basically just your general tourist. So we are kind of like a promotional marketing agency as well as a nonprofit and bringing people in to Dunwoody. So a Convention and Visitors Bureau, in short, it's a marketing agency that promotes the general area, kind of gives community interaction, things to do, restaurants, really just kind of is present. And we're funded by the hotel motel tax. Mm-hmm. So we use that money to really just advertise and show people what Dunwoody is and that it's a great place to meet. So my job specifically is within the group sales. So I handle the Smurf social market, just kind of meeting professionals and helping them out. If they have a meeting that is anywhere from, 15 people to 1500, they can come to me and I do all the legwork for them. They just give me a call and say, "Hey Sarah, I've got this meeting, got this group of people that wants to meet for a couple of days or a couple of hours." Whatever it is, I call all my hotel sales reps, do what I can do, and kind of cut out all that extra stuff. So I'm kind of a middleman, liaison, whatever you want to call me, magician,
Did you say Smurf?
Yeah, I think Smurf. She did. I did, okay, yeah.
I thought I heard that. So
those acronyms will get you, yeah. So it's basically that I represent the social market. There's two of us in our sales team, one that does more of a corporate association. He's our director of sales, and he kind of handles more of the true professional meetings, and I handle more of the reunions, weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, anything that just is more of a celebration. So the social, parties.
So I would imagine you deal mostly with people from the area?
Absolutely.
But the other guy could be dealing with people all over the country.
Yeah, it's actually a mix of both. When you do have weddings, of course, there's generally one side of the family is local and the other one may not be. So that tends to be a big one. Family reunions, actually like to do destination family reunions. So I may be speaking with somebody local or I could be speaking with somebody in Virginia. Mm-hmm. That kind of varies. But with his position with the associations, they love to travel. So those you do see coming from a lot farther away, they're not quite as penny pincher as, somebody who's more conscious when they've got this exorbitant wedding and they're trying to do it under budget. So
now do you compete with the other Convention and Visitors Bureaus within the area?
So the perimeter area actually is represented by a couple of different CBB. So a lot of times even the general person doesn't understand which hotel belongs to who.
Right.
You know, perimeter is perimeter. It's
right,
a big
section. You know, they don't know where one
where the
city
line,
ends.
The city
and,
limits are. So sometimes, you know, we're just happy to have them because the kind of overall compression of if they're at one hotel, they may eat at our restaurant.
Right.
So we're a friendly gang, though. We're
so
not,
you're all
yeah.
kind of you collaborate.
Yeah. Give me off the air that I might say something different. Right. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But you work with the people in this room, though.
Absolutely. They are very representative of all the different vendors, meeting professionals that we work with. So we kind of maintain great relationships with both the person hosting the meeting planner, the hotels, the vendors, we're just everybody's
because
friend.
You might be the first call and then you
absolutely.
Might make recommendations.
Of course. So mm-hmm. we also have a lot of people that enjoy going to our hotels and know that they like the meeting space, but each thing that they host or their meeting may be different. So they want to put a different spin. So they might ask for different recommendations on, okay, well, we really liked our lighting. We really liked, you know, the vendor that supplied the linen, this, that, or the other. But now we're more interested in doing a big celebration with X, Y, or Z. So we kind of have a list of preferred vendors that mm-hmm. we, and definitely through my relationships with ISIS, that has been hands down a very great thing.
And Andrea, you want to talk about what you guys are up to?
Sure. So I work with Bold American Events, and Bold American Events has two divisions. One is catering and one is design. So I'm an event designer with the design division for Bold, and we design events. We design weddings, corporate events, conventions, anything from, you know, a small intimate wedding all the way up to something that could take place in a Congress center. So, you know, people sometimes get hung up on the word designer. What does that mean? What is [S2] Right. [S1] An event designer? We have an in-house floral department, and then we have our in-house production department. So we can do anything from centerpieces to furniture rental, drape, lighting, custom builds, bar fronts, and lots of different selections. So if you have something you're looking to do visually, we can do it.
So now does the client typically lead, or do they say, look, I have no idea, I've never done this before, and do they lean on you?
We get a little bit of both. I mean, it's definitely, we think it's more fun when we get the clients who maybe have a couple of ideas, but they're looking for to us to steer them in a specific right. direction that will help them achieve that look. But occasionally you'll get clients as well who have spent hours perusing Pinterest and they know exactly what right. they want. And they're really just sending you a bullet pointed list of, I want this and that right. and that. And even in those situations, we can make recommendations based on, you know, what they're looking to do to kind
right.
of improve.
Because you've
look.
Seen them all in action. I mean, they might have ideas in their head, but.
Exactly. Right. And Pinterest can be deceiving with the, you can DIY, you can build this
no,
altar
you
yourself. And, we're sort of the realists in educating them to teach them. There's
yeah,
a little more to it
than
that.
If you have 3 months, you know, yeah. and a lot of.
Exactly. Exactly.
glue guns. So now what's a project you're most proud of?
Well, right now I'm working on a project for a corporate client, and I don't want to give too many details because they haven't signed their proposal okay. yet, but we're trying to figure out ways to hang a dead tattooed pig from a ceiling. So,
wow. Oh, my.
Sweet.
So I'm pretty excited about that one. You know, it's a little different than just your rose petals down an aisle for right. a wedding. So,
yeah, tattooed pig from the ceiling. Yeah.
yeah
that's different than
yeah.
rose petals.
So, I'm really excited about that. So we'll see what happens.
It's about 180 degrees out, isn't it?
Now, have you always done this kind of work, or were you doing like a real job before this?
that's a good question. I've always worked. I've been in the event industry ever since I graduated from college. Mm. I used to work in venue and catering sales, and sort of dabbled in some design on the side when I was doing that. And just about 6 months ago, made the transition into my new role with Bold American to focus on design sales. So.
Yeah. She was at the zoo before that. So.
The zoo? Well, because
yeah.
she got to find this
now
pig
she's
somewhere.
That's where the pig idea came from.
Now she's
it always
in a
follows
zoo.
Me.
All right, Kelly, what have you been up to?
Oh, goodness.
Just got back from New Orleans.
Yeah, just got back from doing a site visit in New Orleans. We were there last week picking out venues for ISIS Live, for all of the events with ISIS Live that's coming up in August.
Well, somebody's got to do that, right?
I know,
you
had
to bite
exactly.
the bullet and say, yeah. I'm going to head to New
tough,
Orleans for
tough
a while.
Gig.
It long days. It was terrible, I tell you. Yeah.
We had to go drinking. We had
exactly.
to go eating.
Yeah, we had a 3.5-hour tasting. From the hotel.
Wow.
The soup had four selections, the salad, four selections, dual entrees, four selections. We didn't eat the rest of the day after we left there. It was amazing.
Well, they interviewed the mayor of New Orleans. He says, you know, New Orleans is one of the population is one of the largest, fattest IE in the country. And he said, so what?
They like to eat.
They do.
They do. And it was amazing. We saw some beautiful venues and narrowed them down. We're narrowing down the menus and we're getting ready. Everyone's getting ready to launch the conference August 20th through the 22nd this year.
So then I would imagine there's a New Orleans person there that kind of is your point person or helps you kind of get the lay of the land. Is that
there is
the process?
Well, there's
typically?
A chapter there. There's a New Orleans ISIS
okay,
chapter.
So they're already plugged in and mm-hmm. they knew some
so
stuff.
So we have ambassadors that are with the chapter there, and they were gracious while we were there. They, you know, we had transportation that took us, in each day we hit 10 venues, I think, each day. And they had transportation that took us to each and would give us the history and the lowdown on, you know, who was who and recommend restaurants and different foods if we have questions. And, yeah, they're amazing. They're a great chapter to be working with.
Mm-hmm. And so now this event, is it just Atlanta people or this is a regional event or
this
national?
This is international.
Oh, this is the actual international. Mm-hmm. This is your big event
yeah.
for the whole group.
Yep. It's an international conference for the creative event professional.
Mm-hmm.
And the speakers are creative they're all different titles, but they're in the creative field of whatever their industry in. So it might be a marketing director from a record producer, from a record production company, or it might be a CEO from, say, Starbucks or, you know, what have you. So mm-hmm. the creative speakers for this conference are from all over, and the people that attend it are event professionals, but they're in all different roles. They might be planners or designers or as myself, a marketer, they might be there. You know, it's just a variety. It's a good mix of a different creatives.
And this group is not, is it only social or is this corporate events or this is like kind of everybody?
It's a mix of everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
So
some of them.
We're a pretty eclectic group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ISIS is the most diverse of the associations right. in that it's not just one niche or one genre of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're from all different backgrounds and
right.
all different titles and planners, not just caterers, but planners and DJs and entertainment and designers and, yeah.
So now what does the event look like? There's education, I would imagine, and you mentioned speakers. Is there also like an expo hall where like vendors go, or is this just
pure education and networking?
Okay.
So the entire platform is based on creativity, innovation, and collaboration. And the speakers, it's almost in the format of, say, a TED Talk, mm-hmm. in that the speakers talk for 15 minutes, and then they do deep dives where you can break off and go into a more intimate conversation with them, smaller groups, and really dive deep into how, you know, what their creative process is or
wow.
how they've been innovative in their company. And it's 2 days of that. It's intense. So it's daytime education and nighttime networking, and then after party after that. So.
Well, I think the big draw of ISIS Live is it's not the speakers and the moderators and that sort of thing really aren't from our industry. Mm-mm. They're other people that are brought
yeah.
in, like Pietra is this fantastic designer in New York City, and mm-hmm. she does like
fashion.
The chandeliers in all mm-hmm. the W hotels. So she doesn't have anything to do with events, mm-hmm. but she's got this idea of what, you know, works and you know,
so she's a stylist.
She's a stylist yeah. and a pure designer.
Yeah.
So
you know what we learned a couple of maybe weeks ago here in the studio? The W, they have their own scent. We had the Grand Poobah mm-hmm. with that scent outfit.
Right.
And they have their own like trademarked scent and only they get that scent.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Right. When you go in the hotel.
Huh.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool. Rock star.
So who is the most recent ISIS member? Who's been there the least amount of time at the table?
Ooh, that'd probably be me.
That's her. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask about the one that's been there the longest, too, but I just would like your perspective on what that experience has been like, what you feel like the, I don't know, maybe the right term is return on investment or the benefits. Just, yeah, share with us what your experience has been like so far.
Yeah, so far it has been great. I think you kind of get out of it what you put into it. Mm-hmm. So for me, I guess I joined in July, and the first meeting I went to was the Drag Race for a Taste. it was definitely an interesting one to join in on first, and everybody said, you know, this is our favorite, like, you're going to love it, but realize that this is not what we do every single time, and if you don't know what that is, it was basically eat. A bunch of different caterers came and had their own little, oh man, the food was awesome. And then you run around doing all these different little activities with your team. And I didn't know anybody there. And my team was, everybody, fortunately, on my team was awesome. So it was kind of like you just jumped in the deep end and really, really got to, I mean, attending a first meeting can be sit in the back or it can be on a team that comes in third place. So
Race for a Taste is not a sit in the back.
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. And from that, I mean, I just really feel like the relationships that you get from it is a lot more targeted. Everybody is in the same mindset. You know, they're all just very personable people. So, yeah, I would say it was a pretty good investment.
I got to say, everyone at this table, given their access to good food, all the time, you guys are in remarkably good shape.
I'm not.
So I guess it's Doc, but I'll ask, who's been with this organization?
That's me for sure. I've been a member, official member, since 99. And I can remember going back to the meetings in 95 when the chapter was basically started. Mm-hmm. So...
All right, so let's temper her comments with the truth. What's the real skinny
on
this one?
What am I going to learn?
Don't volunteer. No. It's a great organization. I think, you know, one of the things, I'm never been a really hard sell guy as far as technique goes or anything. But we wander into these venues and everything, and after you see the same people, they become comfortable with you no matter... you know, what you're doing, as it were.
Yeah.
So there's some familiarity there. Most of them become your best clients. I mean, Terry Singleton, Terry and I went, you know, we went all over the country together, whether it's Washington, Vegas, we've gone to the Keys, you name it. So we just kind of stick together. And I think the biggest thing, and I know... maybe when you first join, you don't really see it, but it's the international scope. Mm-hmm. Because I know I've got a guy that sits across the hall from me that he handles all of our international shows. And he's like, yeah, we're going to Australia, you know. And he says, I'm having trouble getting a hold of this, or my client wants to know this. And it's like, oh, call Lena Maloof. She'll know that. He's like, so you get that international reach. And it's really comforting when you're going across the country with a great client. They want you to go out there and do the show, and you need to know about those local vendors. Who can I trust? Who's going to be rock solid? And it's mostly an ISIS member, or at least you call an ISIS member to say, hey, who do you know in Seattle? You know, who do you know in Costa Rica? Mm-hmm. So,
and is that because even the most full-service provider always needs somebody that isn't on staff and that they need a place to call.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
And they don't want to do a Google search. Well, you know, and hope for the best.
Right. Exactly. You can only do so much over the phone. And oftentimes, I mean, if you're doing a show in Singapore, it's not really financially, it depends on the show, but for the most time, you're not going to go over there and get a look at the venue. So who do you know there? Who's been there?
Right.
So and ISIS is a great place.
So you can just make
that
a call or by email or whatever, Skype, and then they can give you kind of the lay of the land so you know what you're getting into.
Exactly. So the iPhone apps are awesome. You know, the FaceTime on it's great because you can literally walk somebody through the whole venue.
Right.
So
and then ISIS has their own internal LinkedIn. So on the ISIS website, if you're a member, you have access to community, which gives you access to all those members.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kelly, you've been involved with the group for a while, and not only did you get involved, you decided to take a leadership role. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you find that that's the way you get the most out of this group or any group in general? Like, the more you are in volunteering and taking a leadership role, the more you kind of get out of it?
Absolutely. The more that you put into it, the more that you're going to get out of it. And like Doc said, the relationships, you really... you can build relationships by showing up at the meeting once a month, but if you get on a committee, or whether that's local or international, you get a deeper, you know, you get to build deeper bonds with someone because right. you're working with them more closely.
It's foxhole buddies.
Yeah, exactly.
And also exactly. they see your work ethic. They see what you right. can do. They're kind of, you're working together, but they're kind of vetting you. They know, oh, this
sure.
Like if you're late every time or you're not delivering what you're supposed to, they get that picture too, you know, right?
Yes, they do.
So you know that when it's time to hire somebody, well, you know, I know she's on the team, but you know, maybe I don't call this person,
exactly.
I call this other person.
Yeah, you learn a person's strengths and their weaknesses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I mean, difficult. It's a volunteer position, mm-hmm. and we're all busy.
Sure.
You know, the economy hasn't been all that great to the events industry. Now it seems to be picking up a little bit. So it's kind of conversely, when you had time to do, you know, to devote a lot of time, you weren't right. doing any business. Now you're doing business, but you
so
don't
now
have
you don't
any
have
time.
The time. So
hey, it's a catch yeah. 22.
I have a lot of ISIS Sundays.
That's what you call them?
Yes, it is. That's what my husband calls them. A lot of volunteer writing and stuff on Sundays. Yeah.
All right, Sarah, so when are you going to take a leadership position? You know,
I actually already have.
Yeah, yes. She's on the board.
We
yeah.
love her.
They so. Got me quick, so.
But you can see the value. That makes sense, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was something that I would have done down anyway. The line, and the opportunity came available, and I was smiling from ear to ear, so I was ready to do it.
And then that's good advice for a young person that's getting involved in the group. This isn't something where you just pay some money and you just like, oh, okay, well, I'll be making mm-hmm. some money soon because I joined, right? It isn't that.
No.
You got to attend the meetings. You got to volunteer. You got to participate in order to get something back from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to develop a meaningful relationship. And frankly, in our business, it's all about relationships. So it's kind of hard to do that, meeting a person once a month for like mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
Right. You know, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, not going to work.
What about you, Andrea? What's your experience been in the group?
So I've actually been on the board for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And before that, I served on a committee for a year. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely noticed a huge difference just from getting involved. It's, you know, you can come and show up once a month, like everyone was saying, and you can, you know, match faces with names, but you're not really building those meaningful
relationships
or, you know, really getting your money out of it is the way that I see it. So if I'm going to be involved in a association like this, I want to be behind the scenes helping mm-hmm. the wheels turn and that sort of thing. So it's been great. I definitely recommend new members and anyone considering joining ISIS to kind of keep that on their radar for the long run.
And then, Doc, has this been your experience that it's better to join fewer groups but just get deeper involved
yeah,
in the group than it
so.
Is to join every single group yeah. that's involved and just kind of superficially be involved?
I think so. I mean, you're trying to, like, we have several associated organizations, MPI right. Meeting Professionals. We have NACE, the National Association of Catering Executives. And I try and go to, like, three
right.
of those a year. They're big, the big important ones, you
right.
know. But, yeah, it's I admire these people that belong mm-hmm. to, like, six associations and they're on 18 mm-hmm. committees. I just can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
The one that cracks me up is the wedding industry. They have all these bridal shows. My God, there must be one a night.
Yeah.
How do these people ever get to do any work?
Right, they're always doing shows.
Always doing shows. It's amazing. But yeah, on the ISIS on the board, I mean, when you become president, it's terrifying because everybody knows you, and you see them like, you know, unless they grew up with you on the board or something, you see them once a month and it's impossible to remember all their names. So you do a lot of name tag scanning.
Exactly.
Right. But until they get on the people that I know that I've never even worked with, but the ones at the meeting I know are the ones that served on ISIS committees.
Right.
You know, so it's, and those you remember.
Sure.
And all the past presidents you remember because you all get together and commiserate.
Yeah, I remember when that was my problem. I'm glad it's not anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
What about pre-career? People who are in school or are thinking about a career in this field or they're just getting started. Is this a place where they can come and learn and hang out, maybe get a little mentoring?
Yeah, we absolutely have a student membership rate that's
oh, wow. okay,
ridiculously
great.
Low.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, yeah.
And they're also required, I think, to put in 10 hours a year to volunteer. So, and it's a, I think it's a great place to find a mentor. Mm-hmm. I don't, and it's perhaps just because I don't recognize a lot of our student members, but we have about 25 or something.
That sounds about
right. That sounds right.
We didn't have our board meeting
yesterday.
Yesterday, so I'm off a little bit on my numbers, but it's something like that.
So now let's talk about this event in New Orleans. Why should someone go? Who should go? Is this open to everybody can go?
It's absolutely open to everyone. You do not have to be an ISIS member. In fact, I would say probably a third of the attendees last year were not ISIS members. They were members of other associations, but also just creatives from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to grow in each of the areas, I would say that they focus on the creativity. If you're looking for more meaningful ways to figure out what your creative process is and to see what other people are doing,
right,
it's a great place to come for that. Collaboration is huge because there's so many networking opportunities. So it's a great conference for that. And it's still intimate. I think last year it might have been right at 400 attendees.
I bet you we get more this year,
yeah,
though.
But it's still, that's intimate because,
yeah,
Cater Source this week was 7,000. Mm-hmm. So,
right, yeah,
you know.
And the format lends itself. I mean, if you're interested in going deep on one specific thing, there's going to be a breakout session. And you can be in a room full of all people who are really passionate,
exactly,
about that one thing.
Exactly. And you'll get to see their perspectives from running a design company to running a catering company, and you get to see all the different,
right,
how the puzzle pieces go together. Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite things is like, wow,
yeah,
who would have known, you know?
Right.
And we just found out from Sharon Hochdorf was one of our speakers last night, and they're going to have the first ever convention of the pop-up photo booths.
Yeah.
You would have thought that would have been, I mean, that industry.
So there's a whole convention of just the pop-up.
Just photo booth.
Photo booth.
Photo booth operators. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Their first one.
Yeah.
How many are
That's
there?
That's really cool.
Like,
I have no earthly idea.
There's hundreds or thousands?
I would imagine Atlanta has probably four or something.
Probably more than that.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. So
probably about 15, 20.
We probably have four members who
that
do it.
Yeah.
That.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they, to the earlier point, they all have their go-to person for that. When, yeah, a client needs it, you know exactly who you can
call,
count,
right,
on and who, yeah, to, and who to call. Yeah. So what's the date on this New Orleans thing?
August 20th through the 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oops,
and then is that something they can go to the ISIS website and then it'll have all that information there?
Go to isislive.com.
Okay. So it has its own dedicated website?
It does. And it's not live yet, but it will be going live shortly, like within the week.
Mm-hmm.
They're also on Facebook, ISIS Live on Facebook, ISIS Live on Instagram, and on Twitter. So follow all the streams that we put out different content on each of the streams.
Now, is Pinterest a go-to stream for the ISIS people, or is it Instagram? Like, where's the place?
Instagram seems to be the hottest platform right now.
Uh-huh.
However, I would say it just depends on what your niche
your
is. Yeah,
right,
for Pinterest. I mean, if for corporate planning, I don't see it so much being an integral part of it. But for designing events, it's huge.
Right.
Or but catering, it's a big deal.
And mm-hmm, it's a great place for thought starters. And,
mm-hmm,
you know,
definitely.
Kind of get
you. I'm not on that. I feel so old. She was right. She was like, you need to get on this. And this is back when I wasn't working. I just had to still build in the race car. She's like, oh, yeah, you need to be on this. Who's going to be possibly be interested?
I'm setting you up. Look, people are following you.
Yeah, that they do. That they do. I almost have 500 likes now.
I know.
Wow. All right, so let's go around the room and get some coordinates. Andrea, why don't we start with you? What's the best way to, if somebody wanted to engage in a meaningful conversation, where can they go to learn,
sure,
more?
Sure. Sometimes the best meaning of or way of conversation is through email with me because I'm, uh-huh, all over the place.
Right.
And my email address is akidd, which is akidd at boldamerican.com.
And boldamerican.com is the website where they can get an idea of what you,
yes,
guys are up to.
Yes, and boldamericandesign.com will specifically take you to the design division.
And then you're, I'm sure, available on all the channels. Instagram, you have an Instagram page and all that?
I do. My name is Akid on Instagram.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sarah, if somebody wants to go into Dunwoody and...
Yeah, they can actually just go to our website, cvbdunwoody.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just a page about everything going on in Dunwoody. For both leisure travelers and meeting, and there's tabs. You can contact any of us, and I'm on there. And also, my email address would be sarahs@cvbdunwoody.com.
And then if somebody wanted from a business standpoint, they can find that. That's one of the tabs as
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is actually geared towards both the meeting planner and the leisure traveler. So there's contact information for everybody in the office and myself included.
And Kelly, where can they learn more about Event Curious?
Well, if they have questions, they can email me at kelly@eventcurious.com. And like I said, stay tuned to the ISIS Live website, isislive.com, and follow them on all the channels. It's for all of the platforms, it's ISIS Live.
But for your day job at Event Curious, what's your specialty?
We do digital marketing for special event companies. So we now work with clients from Chicago to Texas, and we have our first international client in Canada. Mm-hmm. So I would say 75% of our clients are ISIS members. And have been connections from, connections through ISIS. And we do everything from social media management to building websites.
And then what's the pain that they're typically having where they're like, I got to call the Event Curious folks?
The pain is probably that...
They want more traffic to their website.
Yeah, they either need a new website, they have an outdated website, or they want more traffic to their website, or they need someone to build the content for all their social media platforms because they're not regularly posting, which means with the algorithms that they're not showing up on timelines. So if you don't have if you're not on Facebook, you don't have a digital sign. It's your signage that people know you're in business. So
now, is that content in that industry mainly visual elements, or is it text, or is it video?
It's both. Yeah, it's all three. Yeah, and depending on what the company is, it can be pretty extensive. Mm-hmm. We work with a planning company that's a global producer for events, and even the smallest, the 240 word Facebook post, it takes a lot of research to write what they're trying to say in that. What the with all their keywords of who they're trying to reach globally to book them. So, yeah.
And again, the website for Event Curious?
EventCurious.com. Mm-hmm. And we're on Twitter and Instagram, Event Curious, with it just Event Curious. And then on Facebook, Event Curious Online.
Cool. Doc?
It's doc.waldrop, W-A-L-D-R-O-P, at C-S-S-I-A-V.com. I actually prefer you call me on my cell phone.
They can't write you a letter?
No,
you
they
really
write,
prefer
they,
that?
No,
like
they
maybe
can
a letter
me,
in
they
the
can
mail?
Write me an email, but I tell you what, it's hard to get a response now from email. I just soon chat you up on Facebook. I mean.
So I know Lee's trying to wrap the show, but I want to get caught up on the race car. What's the
deal? We're pulling the engine this week. We're getting new rod bearings. It's going to be on the track pretty soon. So we've got an engine hoist just waiting to go.
All right. Well, thank you all for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that live event is in New Orleans, and you can go to isislive.com.
Let's take the train. That'd be fun.
Ooh. There you go. You make it a whole event.
The party train.
The party train. All right. Thank you all for being part of the show. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time.